Namaste Saraste Devim Purvamachari Nirvasesha Sanyana Pascharte Deshapara Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18 Text number 14. Ko nama tripyad vasavit katayam.
Ko nama tripyad vasavit katayam.
Mahatamai kanta parayanasya.
Mahatamai kanta parayanasya.
Nantam gunanam agunus agunasya jagmur.
Nantam gunanam agunasya jagmur.
Yogeshvaraye bhavapadma mukhyaha
Yogeshvaraye bhavapadma mukhyaha
Ko nama
Kaha
Who is he?
Who is he?
Nama
Specifically
Tripyat
Get full satisfaction
Rasavit,
expert in relishing,
mellow nectar.
Katayam,
in the topics of
Mahatatama,
the greatest amongst the living beings.
Ekanta,
exclusively. Parayanasya,
of
one who is the shelter of.
Na,
never.
Antam,
end.
Gunanam,
of attributes.
Agunasya,
of the transcendence.
Jagmohu,
could ascertain.
Yogishwaraha,
Lord of mystic power.
Yea,
all they.
Bhava,
Lord Shiva.
Padma,
Lord Brahma.
Mukhyaha,
heads. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
The Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Govinda, is the exclusive shelter of all great living beings. And His transcendental attributes cannot even be measured by such masters of mystic powers as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Can anyone who is expert in relishing nectar ever be fully satiated by hearing topics about Him? Purport. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are two chiefs amongst the demigods. Or are two chiefs of the demigods. They are full of mystic powers. For example, Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison, of which one drop was sufficient to kill an ordinary living being. Similarly, Brahma could create many powerful demigods, including Lord Shiva. So they are Ishwaras, or lords of the universe. But they are not the supreme powerful. The supreme powerful is Govinda, Lord Krishna. He is the transcendence. And His transcendental attributes cannot be measured, even by such powerful Ishwaras as Shiva and Brahma. Therefore, Lord Krishna is the exclusive shelter of the greatest of all living beings. Brahma is counted amongst the living beings, but He is the greatest of all of us. And why is the greatest of all living beings so much attached to the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna? Because He is the reservoir of all enjoyment. Means Krishna is the reservoir of all enjoyment. Everyone wants to relish some kind of taste in everything. But one who is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord can derive unlimited pleasure from such engagement. The Lord is unlimited, and His name, attributes, pastimes, entourage, variegatedness, etc. are unlimited. And those who relish them can do so unlimitedly and still not feel satiated. This fact is confirmed in the Padma Purana. Ramanti yogino nante satyananda chidatmani iti rama padena so param brahma vidyate. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the absolute truth, and therefore the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is also known as Rama. There is no end to such transcendental discourses. In mundane affairs there is the law of satiation. But in transcendence there is no such satiation. Sutta Goswami desired to continue the topics of Lord Krishna before the sages of Naimisharanya, and the sages also expressed their readiness to hear from him continuously. Since the Lord is transcendence and his attributes are transcendental, such discourses increase the receptive mood of the purified audience. End of purport. Om jnana timirandasya jnanjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri gurave nama mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate gurim yatpipatamaham vande shri gurundina taranam. It's a very beautiful verse in this section of very wonderful verses. The sages are addressing Sudha Goswami, and we've been hearing about their, let's say, endeavors to perform a great sacrifice for the benefit of this age of Kali, for the people of this age of Kali. And in 2 days ago we heard about how they were failing in their normal proceedings. And Sutta Goswami then enlightened them in the actual process of bringing auspiciousness to this world in this age by reciting Bhagavat Katha, specifically Nam Sevor, chanting of the holy names. Yesterday we heard about the importance of the association of devotees, and that's so essential. Today we're also continuing the similar subject matter of the importance of hearing Krishna Katha, the value of the nature of Krishna Katha, the importance of Krishna Katha, how to receive Krishna Katha. All these topics are mentioned herein. And this is the mercy of the great sages of Naimisharanya. They're always thinking of the welfare of the conditioned souls. Munayo sada prishtoham bhava bir lokamangalam yat kita krishna sampashnam inatma supasidati. That their questions, Sudha Goswami, very pleased with the questions of the sages. Your questions are very relevant, worthy, because they relate to the welfare of all the people. Because they're related to the personality of Godhead, the question is that these questions are very relevant because they are related to the personality of Godhead and thus are of welfare or benefit for all people to hear. Just the question alone, the subject matter of the querying, here they're making some, you could say, some statements. But actually they're also, in the idea is to incite Sudha Goswami to speak on and on and on and on and on. They want to hear more and more, just like Parikshit Maharaj. Some of you, if you've got your iPads, you can find some of these beautiful verses. I haven't had any time to prepare anything. But if you see, there are many occasions where Parikshit Maharaj, again and again, the 10th canto earlier also, where he's eagerly inquiring. He wants to hear more and more and more, even though he may have heard it already. He wants to hear it again. This is the nature of transcendental topics. They churn and churn. The more you churn, the more nectarian it becomes. Just like with milk, you churn and churn, it becomes yogurt, and then slower, maybe cream or yogurt or whatever. It gets thicker and thicker, then it becomes butter, and butter becomes ghee. Like this, it gets thicker and thicker and thicker. Sugar can, sugar, as you, again, as it, thicker and thicker and thicker, till it becomes solid. This is the nature of nectar. The more that one churns it, the more sweeter and more condensed it becomes. And when something is very condensed, it is impenetrable. This is one of the qualities of pure devotional service in the highest stage. In the beginning stage, there may be reasons, well, not say reasons, but there may be sometimes interference. Some way other topics enter in. But in the stage of pure devotional service, at the higher stages, it is impenetrable. Nothing can, it is not a question of keeping it out. There's no room for it to get in. One is packed, full with Krishna consciousness. And as mentioned in this verse, the amazing thing is, one is still not satiated. In the material world, even if you are full in a sense, although we're never really full, but even if one is, one is still not satiated. One still wants more and more, more in the material world also. Same thing is there. Reflection. Perverted reflection. However much we have in this material world, we're still not satiated. That means fully satisfied. You know, we don't want anything. It's never, no time, maybe for a moment, but not for long. And in spiritual life also, because the material world is a perverted reflection. The more one hears about Krishna, the more one wants to hear. The more one chants Hare Krishna, the more one wants to chant Hare Krishna. The more prasadam one takes, the more prasadam one wants to eat. Maybe. It looks like that sometimes. Of course, in the spiritual world, yes, it can be like that also, if that pleases Krishna. There is no limit. There is no limit. No matter how much one, and of course, because in the material world, you do, in a sense, although one's never satiated, one's lust is never satiated. That's the difference. The lust is not satiated, but that particular object of lust, one's fed up with it. On the other side, yes, one is more than satiated. Not satisfied, but fed up with it. Had enough of it. That's that. Now what next? I've done that. Now what? Had that toy. Which toy next? Children, the more toys you give, the less they're satisfied. So it works. The less they have, the easier they're satisfied. But unfortunately, modern day consumerism is aimed at trying to constantly keep people in this mood of never being satisfied, so to speak. They always have to have something more. You've already got something which works, and now you've got to get something more. It's the same thing with everything, even on the Yahoo account. Now they make you upgrade to the next one. The first one's whatever it is, it's already working. What's the problem? Now you can't use that, you have to go up to the next one. And then another one, more and more. Whatever commercial reasons, people the lust never satiated, ever burning, but the object is never fulfilling. I mean, how much we have, the material world, never satisfied. And here we see the difference being in spiritual topics. Even Lord Brahma Lord Shiva, greatly, most powerful amongst the demigods. Even they are always eager to hear more and more and more. Never, this is alulium. This is the one of the qualities for, say, advancing in devotional service, becoming eager to hear about Krishna. This is the symptoms of advancement in spiritual life. The one is becoming very eager to hear about Krishna. Not about Maya, about Krishna. So the Bhagavatam is full of this, you could say, this principle. If we get the Bhagavad, can somebody bring a Bhagavad Gita, please? This eagerness to hear also is shown. Arjuna also was very eager to hear from Krishna. Sanjaya was also very eager to hear these conversations, because they purify the heart. The gopis, in their prayers of separation from Krishna, they also pray this famous, very famous verse, which was so dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tava katam mitam tapta jivam kavi viriditam kama shavam shavana mangalam shrimanatatam buvidvinantiye burita janaha. The words spoken by Krishna, or topics about Krishna, these are nectarian words spoken by Krishna, or topics about him, are the only relief for those in this material world. Liberated souls who relish these topics and distribute these topics for others' welfare, they release one from all sinful reactions and give one that what we're really searching for, the nectar for which we're always anxious. Those personalities who are spreading these messages of Krishna Katha all over the world are the greatest welfare workers, because they are the only ones really who can satisfy anyone's desires. Like the six Goswamis, they are fulfilling everyone. Yahiti Vignanash Abhishtupuran. They remove all of the obstacles, all of the impediments on the path of devotion, and they fulfill all of one's desires. How do they do that? By showering upon the conditioned soul songs about Govinda, all the pastimes of Krishna, topics concerning Krishna. This is the actual medicine. This Mavoshiti Chotra Manobi Ramat Gutama Shloka Gunanavat. This is the medicine. Topics concerning Krishna are the medicine to cure us of birth and death. Not just that, but to also awaken within us, or satisfy the soul. Only topics related to the sages, Sudha Goswami said, only these topics concerning Krishna can satisfy the soul. Only questions of this sort related to Krishna can satisfy the soul. Completely satisfy the soul. Superseded. Not just for a moment's relief. Although one is never satiated, one wants more. One is satiated in the sense that one has no more interest in material topics. This is the secret. We have to transfer this tendency. Transfer these objective, let's say, of our attention away from the material to the spiritual, away from the objects of this world to the form, the name, the pastimes, the qualities of Krishna. There is no other way. This is the only way. This is a higher taste. Vishaya vinivartante nirakrasya dena vasavajam masopyasya param drishya vartate. This is the high, we have to have that higher taste, otherwise we will not be able to release, we will not be released from the inclination to want to enjoy the objects of this world, to hear topics of this material world. We're still delving in that world. We have to increase You have to hear more and more and more topics concerning Krishna. Of course, we have to, you could say, prepare ourselves for that. It goes on simultaneously by the regulated practice of devotional service. But the effect of actually rendering service, the actual real effect, is that we should be becoming more interested, more enthusiastic, more eager to hear about Krishna. But unfortunately, sometimes when the topics of Krishna Katha start, suddenly we realize that we have something else to do. I'm sorry, Prabhu, I'm a little bit busy right now. I'm talking something, whatever it is, and sometimes, have you heard those wonderful pastimes? Would you like to hear about the pastimes of Krishna when he entered into Dwarka? Oh yes, I would, but right now I'm a little busy. I'm sorry. I've got to go somewhere. And off we go to talk something else. Find someone else to talk to, or something else to look at, something else to read, something interesting. Krishna consciousness, Krishna katha, is boring. I heard that before. The same thing over and over again. This is boring. I chatted Hare Krishna. I finished my rounds. I did it. I went to Kirtan yesterday. Why should I go again today? I've read the Bhagavatam. What next? This is a sure sign that we haven't finished our rounds, we haven't been to Kirtan, we haven't read the Bhagavatam. It's not means to say, we're licking on the bottle of honey. I licked on the bottle of honey, why should I lick on it again? We haven't entered in. We have to hear. The secret of Bhagavatam described is to hear with rapt attention. You have to hear it with rapt attention. Then Prabhupada says we will see Krishna on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, whatever Krishna book, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So many books even Prabhupada has given us. We have probably enough books just from Srila Prabhupada alone. We can hardly finish them properly in a lifetime. Read them over and over again. And then we're eagerly, if we are a little Krishna conscious, then we're always looking for a new book. Any new books out? The books are standing there on the shelf, we haven't even read the last one. We're like ducks. When you throw food at a duck, jumps at it, and if you throw food in the other direction, it leaves that and runs to the next one. And then you throw something at it, leaves that, runs. It never really gets anything properly. Half the time it misses because another duck's doing the same thing. They're fighting over the same piece of fresh bread. The other bread's sitting over there. Everything's there in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We just have to hear it attentively from the right source. This is the medicine, the oshadi, cure us of our material disease or our attraction for maya. Now we read a little something, Bhagavad Gita, it must be 10th chapter. The opulence of the Absolute. After Krishna has spoken the four seed verses in the 10th chapter, Arjuna accepts Krishna as the Supreme Lord. And then he wants to hear, please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade this, all these worlds. Now Arjuna is asking not on his account exactly, although of course he's enlivened to hear them, but it's mainly for us. He's already convinced. But for us, he wants Krishna to speak of his divine opulences. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you How shall I know you? Which various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? O Janardhan, again, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satisfied or satiated in hearing about you. For the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. The more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. This is actually, if we actually heard, then this will be the result. In the purport, a similar statement was made to Suta Goswami by the rishis of Naimisharanya, headed by Shonak. That statement is Vayam tuna pitipyam utamashloka vikrami yashinvatam vasajnanam svaru svaru pade pade. We'll read the purport to that maybe. One can never be satiated, even though one continuously hears the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, who is glorified by excellent prayers. Those who have entered into a transcendental relationship with Krishna relish at every step the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord. Thus Arjuna is interested in hearing about Krishna and specifically how he remains as the all-pervading Supreme Lord. Also the shelter of everything. Today's verse talks. Now as far as amrita or nectar is concerned, any narration or statement concerning Krishna is just like nectar. And this nectar can be perceived by practical experience. Modern stories, fiction, and histories are different from the transcendental pastimes of the Lord in that one will tire of hearing mundane stories, but one never tires of hearing about Krishna. It is for this reason only that the history of the whole universe is replete with references to the pastimes of the incarnations of Godhead. The sages are asking all these questions. Please tell us about his various incarnations, about his various pastimes. Who is there who is not eager to hear about these messages? The Puranas are histories of bygone ages that relate the pastimes of the various incarnations of the Lord. In this way, the reading matter remains forever fresh, despite repeated readings. Transcendental, it is unlimited, ever expanding. Read now that verse in the Srimad. There's a few more, maybe in the 18th chapter, there's also some very wonderful verses there where Sanjaya said, thus I have heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna. And so wonderful is that message, my hair is standing on end. By the mercy of Vyasa, I have heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna. As I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure being thrilled at every moment. As I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again. This is the nature one is actually hearing. They're overwhelmed in hearing, and again they can hear again and again. It's ever fresh, never is not touched by the material conditioning where everything decays and finally fades out. Spiritual knowledge, the name, pastimes, everything is unlimited. absolute, ever-increasing pleasure. So we read this, 1 John 19. My Bible account. We've already read the translation. It's in the first chapter. Prabhupada writes, there is a great difference between mundane stories, fiction or history, and the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The histories of the whole universe contain references to the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord. The Ramayana, the Mahabharata, and the Puranas are histories of bygone ages, recorded in connection with the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord, and therefore remain fresh even after repeated readings. For example, anyone may read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly throughout his whole life and yet find in them new light of information. Mundane news is static, whereas transcendental news is dynamic, we could say ecstatic. Material knowledge or in history is static, with spiritual topics and ecstatic. Inasmuch as the spirit is dynamic and matter is static, those who have developed a taste for understanding the transcendental subject matter are never tired of hearing such narrations. One is quickly satiated by mundane activity, but no one is satiated by transcendental or devotional activities. Uttama Shloka indicates that literature which is not meant for nescience. Mundane literature is in the mode of darkness or ignorance, whereas transcendental literature is quite different. Transcendental literature is above the mode of darkness, and its light becomes more luminous with progressive reading and realization of the transcendental subject matter. The so-called liberated persons are never satisfied by the repetition of the words Aham Brahmasmi. Such artificial realization of Brahman becomes hackneyed, and so to relish real pleasure, they also turn to the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. That we see, even the Mayavadis, they also recite, of course they have a different, let's say, motive, different objective, but there's no relish in just Aham Brahmasmi over and over again. Sometimes tests are given, sometimes people say, well, you know, you're just chanting Hare Krishna. This is just, you know, over and over and over again. You just chant anything. It doesn't really mean anything. You're just being, you know, duped. So you can experiment if you want. I don't know what everybody's name is, but say your name is Joe Smith. Okay? Your wife's name is Mary. So Mary Joe, Mary Joe, Joe Joe, Mary Mary, Mary Smith, Mary Smith. Today's Mother's Day. Smith Smith, Mary Mary. Keep, maybe it works, I don't know, I never tried it. You can try chanting your wife's name, today's Mother's Day, or your mother's name, over and over and over again all day long. I'm not recommending you do this. We're having a 12-hour kirtan today, but a chant Hare Krishna. But you can try and see if it works, I don't know. Never seen anyone do it, so I can't really say. People chant other things, but they don't usually last very long. When I started chanting Hare Krishna, my friend said, that's a waste of time, you could just chant fish and chips, fish and chips. Coca-Cola, 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 Coca-Cola. Pepsi-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Pepsi, Pepsi-Cola, Cola. Not quite the same thing. You'll probably get fed up after a short while. It doesn't work. Same thing with hearing pastimes, chanting the mundane sound vibrations. At the chanting the holy names. Mother's Day today, so as I mentioned yesterday, all the men should be serving the ladies today. Is that going to happen? I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't know exactly what Mother's Day is all about. Special day to honor. We have many mothers, many different mothers, but all the was where the female bodies were all seen as mothers or so. So it's a day to respect that. Respect the, especially the devotees who are in female bodies. Another opportunity to become a little humble, a little bit purified maybe. And the best way to respect each other is to help each other to put Krishna in the center of our lives, to hear and chant about Krishna. Those who are not artificial, those who are not fortunate, turn to altruism and worldly philanthropy. This means the Mayavad philosophy is also mundane, whereas the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendent. There's nothing beyond, it just goes further and further in the same. There's no truth, there's no truth superior to Krishna. So topics concerning Krishna and the devotees of the Lord also are in the same category. We can hear over and over, pure devotees, over and over and over again about their wonderful, wonderful pastimes. And it's very purifying. To hear this topic purifies the heart. But to hear mundane sound vibration, neither is it become hackneyed, as Prabhupada said, anyway. You can't do it for long. And on top of that, it doesn't purify us. You're not going to become purified at all by chanting Coca-Cola, 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 Coca-Cola. You're not going to become purified, neither are you going to get Coca-Cola. You're just going to get dry, fed up, waste of time. What's the point of that? Doesn't do anything, waste of time. Whereas by chanting Hare Krishna or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, purification is of course to take place, but one gradually realizes the object is not different than the sound. Both the nama and the nama, one realizes the nami, the named, he who is named. Whereas in the material world, one doesn't get that. One may get, in fact, less, one get more and more kind of like dried up. But in chanting the holy names, Prabhupada describes in another place how this is actually the means to conquer over eating and sleeping. But there's one word, I don't know where it is, didn't prepare. But there's one verse somewhere where Prabhupada describes, well, first of all, the verse is basically describing how Parikshit Maharaj, by becoming absorbed in the topics being heard from Shukadeva Goswami, completely forgot about eating and sleeping. And Prabhupada said this is like an excellent example of how we can spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. In other words, not that we don't eat or sleep, but the one becomes disinterested. Disinterested in mundane affairs. And one becomes completely absorbed in transcendental topics. Then one can actually preach Krishna consciousness. As long as we're still dabbling or still inclined, we've got one foot in one boat and one in the other, it's not a very effective, we're not a very effective, say, representative. And have that firm shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. They alone can protect us from the dangers of this material world also. And so the great personalities, these great devotees, they show that how eager they are to hear. Even these great assemblies, all the demigods are there listening to Krishna Katha. All eager to hear. This is the message being given here. To make arrangements, take advantage of, and try to hear the subject matter of Krishna Katha. By one means, by hook or by crook, try to hear about Krishna. This is the greatest medicine, the greatest benediction, greatest good fortune that we can have. It extinguishes the material blazing fire of material existence and ignites the fire of bhakti when we hear about Krishna. We have to replace it. The fire has to be there. We just have to replace it. That's all. We have to ignite that fire of devotion. That's ignited through this process of hearing. Hearing the holy name, hearing Sri Krishna's pastimes, hearing Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and so on. So many verses. Some of you may have, as I mentioned earlier, maybe you found some beautiful verses regarding this subject matter spoken, particularly by Parikshit Maharaj, on this topic of hearing. Here's another nice verse in the second chapter. Tasmari kena manasa bhagavan satutam pati shrota kititavyas chadiya puja vichinityata. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. It's now we get that protection. Prabhupada writes here, in any one of the above mentioned orders of life, the four processes, namely glorifying, hearing, remembering and worshipping, are general occupations. Without these principles of life, no one can exist. Activities of the living being involve engagements in these four different principles of life, especially in modern society. All activities are more or less dependent on hearing and glorifying. Any man from any social status becomes a well-known man in human society within a very short time if he simply glorified, truly or falsely, in the daily newspapers. Sometimes political leaders of a particular party are also advertised by newspaper propaganda. And by such a method of glorification, an insignificant man becomes an important man within no time. But such propaganda by false glorification of an unqualified person cannot bring about any good, either for the particular man or society. There may be some temporary reaction to such propaganda, but there is no permanent effect. Therefore, such activities are a waste of time. The actual objective of glorification is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created everything manifest before us. We have broadly discussed this fact from the beginning of the Janmadhyasya sloka of this Bhagavatam. The tendency to glorify others or hear others must be turned to the real object of glorification, the Supreme Being, and that will bring happiness. Next verse is also nice. Yadana yasina yutta karma bhanta bhanta chindanti kovidas dasya kona kriya katharatim. Intelligent persons with sword in hand cut through the labyrinthine knot of reactionary works by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his messages? Who will not pay attention? Only unfortunate persons. And, so we should try to become fortunate. Try to pay attention. Then the heart will become cleansed and we will start to develop a relish. The only reason we haven't got a relish for these topics is mentioned by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Instruction is because we're covered by ignorance. Just as a diseased person cannot taste sweetness or the taste of food, one who has jaundice, everything tastes bitter. But similarly, because we're covered by material desire, we're covered by various anarthas. If we cannot taste the sweetness of the holy name or the sweetness of Krishna Kata, so those anarthas also have to be cleansed away. And in the process of that service, Sushushrosha Vidana Siyavasadeva Katadichi, Shanahad Sevayavi Prapunditirta Nishedna. But serving those devotees who are freed of all vice, great service is done by such service, one gains an affinity to hear the messages of the personality of Godhead. The process. We have to serve the devotees. Serve the devotees. By their mercy and the mercy of Krishna, one's heart may become purified. We may start to develop an affinity or an attraction to hear the messages of Godhead. When that attraction takes place, then whatever, you can say, root disease is there, whatever tendency towards this material, what is Sundvatam Sukhita Krishna, Punyashravana Kirtan, then takes to Vandani Vidanantisa, it's a time. Those abundance will remove the unwanted desires, or let's say, then the unseen desires, the aparuptas within our heart are also removed. And we have this eagerness to hear about Krishna. It burns away, or right down to the root. Devotional service burns right to the root. The tendencies to want to enjoy this material world, they have to be removed. This attentive chanting is the secret of, what's it, love to me, Krishna's mercy, but that's the process of getting Krishna's mercy, to try to hear attentively, sound vibration. And to help us to, that means pure in heart, in one sense you could say, but therefore devotional service to the pure devotees, and hearing from the pure devotees is required in order to prepare or give us that eligibility or that inclination to hear the holy name attentively and to hear Krishna Katha attentively, that she relish without any interference. It takes some time, but the more we hear it, the more our hearts can become cleansed. So try to hear Bhagavatam as much as possible, whenever we can. Okay. Any questions or comments, or maybe you've got some verses you'd like to share, some pastimes in this regards, or some incidents in this regards, to further solidify this within our consciousness, the importance of hearing these subject matters. Anyone found any nice verses? Find some nice to make little notes like this, these reminders to all of us to the importance of the value of hearing Krishna Katha. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva are eagerly, then they don't know Lord Brahma himself, actually. The Brahma of the Mohana Lila is like, he's completely stunned. Completely stunned. Someone was asking yesterday, what will we do in the spiritual world? I mean, here we have so many things to do. What will we do if we go to the spiritual world? I mean, there's no newspapers there. There's no television, motor car. What will I do? I won't even have a car. There's no factories there to work in. No IT specialists, no computers. What am I going to do? Maybe no shops even, I don't know. Shopping malls, maybe. What am I going to do there? It doesn't sound very exciting. What are we going to do in the spiritual world? What is it to do? One time Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was, he was producing a daily newspaper. Daily newspaper, Krishna Conscious Daily. One of his friends said, how can you produce a daily newspaper on Krishna? Well, what do you think? Well, yeah, I can do it daily. He said, well, how many newspapers are there in the world? I don't know how many there are, hundreds and thousands of different newspapers. And many of them have 2-3 editions a day. Every day. And he said, well, look, you have so many editions of the newspaper coming out all over the world every day, just telling some news about this tiny little temporary world. But we have news of the unlimited spiritual world. I could produce a magazine at every moment at the facility and never repeat the same thing. Just like the Nantashesh is forever glorifying Krishna with his thousands of words that he said that he's been doing that for eternity. Never has any one hood said anything that any of the others has ever said, nor have they ever repeated themselves. because Krishna is unlimited. Pastimes are unlimited. We just know a few of those pastimes, just a little drop. That's all. But what goes on in the spiritual world is unlimited. It's not limited like the material world. Unlimited. Even you see sometimes little children, little boys especially, running around playing. They're not doing anything. And from our perspective, they're running and jumping, laughing and shouting. They're having so much fun. To us, it's just nothing. It's just kids playing. It's nothing. Kids playing. But for them, they're having a wonderful time. Throwing mud at each other. Rolling in the mud, breaking things. They're having a great time. All that goes on in the spiritual world. Childlike. Unless we like that, childlike to enter into the kingdom of God. Not complicated. Satisfied. In any situation, living in the present. They're not usually thinking much of the past or the future. Children are more living in the present. They live the moment. The spiritual world. And we have to practice it also, living in the present. Especially when we're chanting. Don't worry about the past or the future, live in the present. Try to hear that sound. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Today we have 10 o'clock onwards, 12-hour kirtan. Is that right? Yes. Are you all going to attend 12 hours? Try to attend as much as you can. Other things may be done, have to be done. But as much as possible, take advantage. It's very purifying. To sit for a long time, just hear in the holy name. Try to hear and chant. Grantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.